No more revelation. Anybody who preaches any more revelation, he's a false prophet. My goodness. This is what I heard from some Branhamites. The way they talk, Brother Branham was talking, the word all thing here, it's a word that, I mean, you know, it's not what we know 100% everything in that sense of all the mysteries. Now, it's a general thing, the word, Hebrew word used, anything, restore anything, restore whole thing, the complete thing, whatever it may be expressed. It's a sweep of the word. So sometimes when we say a lot of things, sometimes we say words in general, or a word that we have no what you call, words in one language, or the particular expression of one language can never be actually what you call, translated in the way that we expect it to be in the same sense. We cannot really grasp it. Do you understand? You understand that, don't you? That's why, you know, the Bible, there are so many things that the Bible used, that if we don't know the expression, the way that it is used, I will pray the Father and He will send you another Comforter. There you are, oh, the Holy Trinity. Amen. Holy Trinity, isn't it? God is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They are all three. They are three separate persons. You can't deny that. Can you deny that? The Bible says so clearly, you know that? If you look at it, of course. Huh? Obviously. So now, the Bible restored all things. All things in the sense that all mysteries. He did restore, the church back. He did point what was the all thing that was required to go back to. Stay with the whole word of God. That's the whole thing. He poured out exactly what it is, the framework of the whole thing that we need to. Oh, you church, we have gone astray. We have gone astray. Come back to the word. You have wrong. You have this wrong doctrine of Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and baptism in Jesus, in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You have all this eternal hell thing, which is nonsense. You don't even know what a serpent seed is. This is what it is. You don't believe what happened in the garden? It's not a fruit. This is what I'm going to give it to you. The prophet of God has been preaching all these things. Putting all those things back in order. Is that right? He said, stay on this and get back to the word. But they are still mystery. They are not revealed. But what was the thing that was required for him to give to the church at that particular time when he was on earth? Are the all things that was necessary to put us back? Now we age. Every man of God that has a job to do, they are given a certain all things that they're supposed to be in the framework of the word to get the people to the place that they should go to. Don't go and put in that every other thing, you know. That's why we have people out there that challenge me, and one great man from Canada and all that's me. Oh, Brother Gann, you dare to say that Brother Bam did not reveal everything? Did not the Bible say restore all things? Did not the Bible say all mysteries are revealed? I say, hey! The Bible said mystery, not mysteries! And here they're trying to make the mysteries as all mysteries. And you ask them a question, what's this mystery of Mark of Cain? Oh, we know what to think. But you know what Mark Cain is now? Do you know where is the true Garden of Eden is now? Now you begin to appreciate the whole thing, don't you? Huh? I mean, there's, you know why this thing of review said so began to appreciate all things when Brother Branham got even that message about the serpent seed. Now you appreciate why Jesus has to shed his blood. Why he must be virgin born. That's the reason why mystery of review, so that you will strengthen your faith. Now you can see a whole picture, the clearer the picture. Because Abraham, when he went out there looking for that city, he saw the city. He was looking for the city, and one month began, he see a little bit coming up, a little bit, how God began to deal with his life. And the Isaac was born. And when God gave him Isaac to sacrifice Isaac, it troubled him a little bit. He began to see a little picture now. He said, okay, I'm gonna give him to you. But he knew what God was up to. Is that right? Because why? You know what Jesus said? You know, I don't call you my servants anymore, huh? So you disciple, I don't call you my servants. I call you my friends. Because why? Servants, they don't know what the masters are doing. But because you are friends, I tell you what I'm going to do. So you see your friend? Abraham was a friend of God, wasn't he not? Well, are you a friend of God? Then God's going to reveal to you. You understand that? You following me? Alright. So now we realize that, of course, that as we walk along, as we come back to the word of the Lord, as the prophet said, But Paul told Titus and Sabinus, Timothy, well, God would all those churches set everything in order. Put everything in order. You know what I mean? Of course, when Paul and when Timothy go to church there and put all things in order, he's going to put all things in order. He's not going to put some things in order. He's going to put all things that he knows that have been taught, put that back in order. That's what the message of God man was, to put us back. Now, you know, today, we have, of course, some people in this end time message that like to use words, strange words, coincidental words. Capstone ministry. Now they say, we are in the capstone ministry. What is the capstone ministry? So they say this and they say that and every other thing. Oh, 63, 1963. What's the year the Lord Jesus came? When the Lord Jesus came down, he means he left the mercy seat, you know that? And he left the mercy seat, there's no more mercy, you know that? And that's why people say, yes, there's no more mercy. But where do you get this thing from? They get it from some words of Brother Branham, or contact and build some picture out of it, and build a monstrosity of a doctrine. You know, I shiver from this, to see these people do what they do. Alright. Let's go on a little bit for them. The seventh thunder. We read in the book of Revelation chapter 10. Well, let us just go in a bit to that anyway. Because in the book of Revelation chapter 10, a lot of people have a lot of people just, you know, when they see all the confusion going on out there, they want to change their view about it or give their own view about it. The mighty angel come down from heaven. Who is this mighty angel? Well, we know this is a vision. This was a vision that God gave it to John to see. Huh? And of course, the sea, what John saw, all these symbols, all this bow, these stars, and this seal, and all these things represent something. So the mighty angel here represents the covenant angel. Well, some will say, of course, that this covenant angel has to deal with Israel, so it has nothing to do with the church. But we know well now that this Revelation 10 was a fulfillment to say, was to depict what was hidden under the seventh seal. The coming of the Lord. The seventh seal actually contained the seven thunders. The only thing, of course, today there has been so much debate and argument taking the quotes from Brother Branham to build something. And so they said, of course, 1963, the seventh angel came to Brother Branham and told him to go back and open the seal. Okay, seventh seal was open. Now, the question is, what is the thunder? No, later on, they ask questions and take on something from Brother Branham here and there. Let me tell you one thing. Let me read something, one of the quotes that Brother Branham had. Brother Branham said something in a book called Standing in the Gap. He said this. Now, Brother Branham said he made mistake, don't you? You agree that Brother Branham made mistake? Sure. Heaven again, how can that be? You are not a believer in the message. How could you say the prophet made mistake? He's a prophet of God. You know that you false prophet you. How could you say the prophet of God made mistake? Nah. I'm not worried about what they said about me. They can tear their hair apart. Sometimes, you know, people say Brother Gunn is an agitator. Amen. You know one thing about it? You know one thing about it? When the church is in a slumber, when the church is in a mess, well, you know, one great agitator at that time was called Martin Luther. Wasn't he a great agitator? Oh, yes, sure. He agitated a lot of people, you know. You see. But, well, let me say this thing. Brother Bam said this now. I'm not a quotist, but just to make a point here, this is nothing to do with a doctrine, but just to make sure, I quote words of Brother Bam just to to make sense to people to see how things you should look at. No, I'm not using his quote to build doctrine or teaching because I'm against that. Now this is what Barabbas said. Many times God has or let his servants do it that was mystics in order to prove these things. Now you believe that? God permit sometimes a problem made mystics? Huh? Or you see Moses? And you see John the Baptist? Is that right? Sure. God says, Moses, you speak the word. Yeah, bigger mistake than Moses did. Not that he doesn't want to speak the word, but he has other plan of his own. He got upset, frustrated. Maybe he doesn't want to give God the glory anymore. You crazy bunch of people. You have no faith. Why you must always bother me? Strike the rock. Huh? And John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God. Now what is prison wondering whether Jesus Christ is really the Lamb of God or not? Huh? Come, disciple, come, go and ask him. Was he really the one? You know? Is he really the one? Jesus is saying, go and tell John. The blind see, the lame walk, the dumb speak. When John heard that, hallelujah! Now he realized, okay, maybe one big mistake. We doubt for a little while. And that's common to prove these things, that we are human, to prove that God's word is still the truth. Is that right? Yes? No. Okay, these people will not... They will not admit the fact that Brother Branham is human. Let us all let him, Brother Branham, be human. He's human. Right? You know, if they want to make Branham, Brother Branham, infallible, without mistake, then William Madam Branham must be a pope. Now, if he's not a pope, huh? If he's a pope, then his Branham are Catholic. But if he's not a pope, then Brother Branham must be God. Then they are worshiping God. That's why they lifted him up so high. Oh, Brother Branham! Oh, Brother Branham! And so extreme are those out there in India, Thomas. They even pray in the name of William Branham Branham. They call him the Lord Branham Christ. How deceptive can that be? Well, the people might say, well, we are not like those in there. But I'll tell you one thing, you're on the edge of it. You're on the verge of getting into the same pot of poison. Well now, the seventh seal will open 63. Yes, we know that. But later on, you know, the people say, seventh seal equal to seven thunders. The seven thunders are the seal when it's open. Okay, they say that. Then some of them will say, like Joseph Coleman out there in New York, and seven seal equal to seven virtues. Yeah, the seven virtues. You see, the seven virtues. My brotherly kindness thunders forth, my faith thunders forth, my temperance thunders forth, my godliness thunders forth. All these thunders ring forth from your life. So those are the seven thunders, okay? And then maybe I heard, the seven thunders equal seven angels, and the seven angels are actually Christ himself. Okay, so they have all the view. Strange people. You talk about the Jew being strange people, but these Gentile lords here are even stranger. You know, and now they're saying that some people are saying that the fivefold ministry are now actually thundering. And therefore, they are the seven thunders thundering. You know, the fivefold ministry are not seven thunders. Okay. Now, if you look in the chronology of this Revelation 10, you and I know that when the mighty angel came down, the book was already open in his hand. Is that all right? It was open already in his hand. If it was open, that means the seal has been opened. Then it's only after the seal was opened that the thunder sounded. So how can you say that the thunder opened the seal? It's already open! I don't know how come people doesn't know what is 1, 2, 3. Huh? What is ABC? You know when we are young, when we go to kindergarten or nursery, when we all recited the alphabet? Huh? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, R, M, N, O, P. You know that? Don't do that. Huh? Unless you have dyslexia. B, A, C, D, Y, X, Y, Z. Then you will have a problem. A, B come after A. C come after B. Not B, A, C. Or not C, A, B. But you know what? The Bible is clear. When the mighty angel came down, the book was all open in his hand. And when he cried like a lion roar, then the seven thunder uttered their voices. So the seven thunder cannot be the seven seal. Oh, I got a lot of dummy out there in this message. You know, I don't know how. If Brother Branham was here today, he would
He will really rebuke all these people. But one thing I understand, Brother Raymond Jackson said this very clearly, and I agree with him so much. It has always been, Brother Abraham said, that, you know, God allowed his servants to make to say things that were mistakes, to prove those things. Yes. Brother Raymond Jackson said the same thing. He said, you know, Brother Abraham had to preach to a bunch of people. There are different kinds of faith. You have all, in every church, they have all kinds of people right there. Is that right? Huh? And Brother Abraham, and God put me, Brother Abraham, to say things. Mixed statement, there are two or three, they are contrary to one another. Okay? Why? Because you see, the elect of God don't listen just to the words of a prophet. They listen to the Spirit of God. The latter killeth. The latter killeth. The people now are reading Brother Abraham's book and they don't even know how to hear. Even when they listen to the tape. That's what Jesus said. Take heed what you hear. For many who in hearing, they hear not. Wake up! Huh? Do you understand now, brothers and sisters? Do you understand? Do you see? When he asked, oh, Brother Abraham was a prophet, he speaks, yeah, I know, he speaks the word of God. But then he talks about the word, he speaks about his own opinion too. It's a man, it's a human thing. No, Brother Jan. Every time the word come out from his mouth is when God whack his tongues to speak exactly the word. Oh my. Can't you believe that? He said, when Brother Abraham said, that's God speaking. You mean God has a tight tongue? Only human being has tight tongue. Stumbling along, yes. Oh, they justify themselves, but didn't the Bible in the Old Testament say, with stumbling lips, how he speaks to his people? You know what? Oh my, how they justify the word of God. They want to make a doctrine of anything they can pick Bible verses to justify themselves, don't they? Huh? Right or not? Anybody can make a doctrine. And to make it stick, they can just go to any verse to take it out of context. Now, there was this great evangelist in America. I can't remember. He's a husband and wife, Tammy and Faye. What was the end of his last name? I can't remember the family name. Tammy and Faye. You know, they were charging court and the husband spent time in jail. Because I think he was deceiving people about something about the Holy City, New Jerusalem. He's going to build something like that, whatever it is. You know, America, a lot of foolish things happens in America. A lot of deception comes from America. All these television evangelists, they're making money. They're not interested in really getting the true word of God out to the people. And now that we are seeing, of course, in this end time in the message church, yes. So don't keep the thunders and the seals together, the end. And I said this many times. There are altogether seven in the book of Revelation. Seven sevens, right? One, seven stars, seven candlesticks, seven seals, the lamb with the seven horns and seven eyes together upon his head, is that right? Then we have the seven thunders with the seven trumpets and the seven bowls. And I say this very, very often, that none of these things are the same as the other, and they're not equal to the other. Seal are seal, bowls are bowls, trumpets are trumpets. Stars are star, candlesticks are candlesticks. You cannot say the candlesticks equal the star, neither can you say the trumpet equals the bow. None of them open the other, none of them unfold the other, none of them reveal the other. They are all in his own self, stands alone. So how can you say the thunders are the seals when they are open? Because when the seals are open, John saw it, John heard it. And that's why John was able to write it down. But when the thunders were started, John also heard it, but he couldn't write it down because God forbid him to do that. Now, you understand what I'm saying now, huh? Some people are saying that the thunder uttered first. Then the seal was opened up. Now, they're reading the Bible backwards. You know what I'm saying? Backwards? Yeah. They're reading the Bible backwards. Oh my. All right. But what then is the seventh thunder? First of all, we need to know the book or what Paul said about the coming of the Lord. Let us go to Thessalonians. All right. Is it First Thessalonians? The Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout. All right. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And so on and so forth. The last trump. Now, we all know very well that the message, as Bob Graham said, is a shout. All the shout is the message. Now, knowing that to be true, if the shout is a message, that's all what Brother Abraham said. Then we realize that when you read in the Bible, Christ shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of archangel, and with the last trump. And with the trump. If the shout is a message, it's a ministry. It's a phase. And you know, and I know that God works in three phases. You know, right? Always God works in three. That's the way you do it. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, justification, sanctification, Holy Ghost, baptism. Yes or no? Yeah, that's the way He does things, you know. And we have sun, moon, and the star, and things like that. And then we have the elements on the earth. And so forth. They are all bound in threes. And God works them in that way. All right, now. If the shout is the message, and we know to have a message, you have a messenger. A messenger must therefore has a ministry. He's a minister of God. Is that right? Definitely, that's for sure. Now, there are some that believe that this verse here were all fulfilled by Brother Branham. He was the shout. He was the voice, because when he preached, it was the voice of Christ. And then now, they try to justify the last part, the trump. See, he was Brother Branham trumpeting. The seven angel trumpeting. I said, if the seven angel trumpeting, then how come that the dead in Christ did not rise up? Why is the dead in Christ now? Oh, they were justified. Said, dead in Christ means we were all spiritually dead. So now we are alive. Then who are the living saints then? You know, that kind of justification, that twist and turn to make a doctrine of the earth. You false prophet out there yourself, not even realizing it. All you know is a bunch of quotes of Brother Branham. You Branhamite preachers, you know nothing about the Word of God. You may know the prophet very well. You may call yourself the children of the prophet, or the sons of the prophet, or the spokesman for the mouth of the prophet. Like some would say, you know, Moses was not a good speaker. He was a prophet of God, but you know, Aaron, his brother, he's the mouthpiece of the prophet. So I'm the mouthpiece of the prophet. You can't be the mouthpiece of the prophet, therefore you ain't the mouthpiece of God. So get off the pulpit then. You see what I'm so upset about all these things going in, because that spirit never dies. And it's hard work, because the Bible always tells us this, you know. You know how frustrated was Elijah? Oh, I'm not the only one who's going to be killed by you, Jezebel. You know, I'm the only one left, God. He tried so hard to get that spirit. But God said, oh, there are 7,000 in the house. Not many, huh? Through the whole land of Israel, you know, only 7,000. Wow. So how many? We have about something like, I don't know, they estimate about 60 million people in this entire message around the world. 60 million. But how many have God have? When I, the Son of Man, return, will I find faith? 60 million! Woo! That's too much. Huh? Is that alright? Yes, that's too much. Too many! Problem is, maybe the rapture is going to take place is 1%. 1% of 1%. 1% of 1%. Not 1%. 1% of 1%. Wow. 1% of 60 million. How many is that? How many is about 600 600,000. Is that right? Now, 600,000 is too many. Remember when God told Gideon, you know, we are going to fight the enemy? There's too many soldiers here, huh? Eliminate them, right? Want to go home? Want to go home? Go home. Oh, they go home. God said, there's still too many. Oh! You're fighting a war with so few soldiers. Yeah, God says, that's the problem. I'm getting the glory. Not you, you know. Get on, go and drink the water. And those are not people watching. Drink in the water and they're not watching. Huh? So God said, those are not watching, get them out. Huh? Hey, let me tell you something. A lot of people, when they go to church, they're not watching, you know. They hear, they say, man, amen. I can tell a lot of people, oh, I heard some tapes. Some crazy tapes. Those people have sent for me from overseas, like, you know, the Jordan Bruce and some of this brand of mic, and all the thing you can hear is that every time the preacher say one sentence, amen, amen, hallelujah. And all the time you hear all that, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. Wow! They think the preacher becomes so confident. He got the truth. He got the truth. My people got the truth. I can tell you one thing. The people are sleeping. They are sleeping. They are just saying, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can tell you. That's true. You know that. They're just, because why, you know? They think that, as Bob Ram said, if you believe it, say amen. So they think that, well, it's some kind of ritual. They say amen just because they think they feel good. I've been to Africa, Nigeria, Ghana. Oh, they can jump and hit the roof. Until I told them, I said, don't say amen. Until when I preach, don't say amen so loud. Just say amen softly. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but you know, a lot of preachers get the what they call a false impression that they are getting the truth to the people. And that they really have the truth because the people say amen. Huh? What if somebody right there says, no man! You know, I don't believe in that. Then you know what happened? He will shout the preacher. Get him out of the church. Everybody say amen. Everybody stay. Everybody say, call to the, get the diggers, get him out. You know, that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, everybody wants to hear amen. Everybody should be assured. You know that. No, I say amen because it's true, not because it sounds good. Sometimes it sounds good because people hear the ding, Branham, 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 Branham. It sounds good. Don't you know that? Oh, may the Lord have mercy on all this, you know. So now when we look at these phrases, we know that if the shout is the message, and we know the Bible does show us that, what we have over there in types and shadows and parables, we see also in the book of the parable of the ten virgins, that's a parable right there. That's when the message was given. Is that right? Okay, now when the bridegroom called, or when the messenger arrived, he said, behold, the bridegroom cometh, come out to meet him. Now, where do the people go? Just a brother Branham, come out and go in. Come out and meet Christ. Come out and get into the Word. That's it. Eliezer took a bride for Isaac. And when Rebecca met Isaac, they locked themselves together, went to the Sarah mother's tent, and Eliezer is no more heard of. Eliezer is no more heard of. And I don't believe that Rebecca, when she made love to Isaac, I always talk to Isaac, Eliezer said this, Eliezer said that. You better mind, you hear what I'm saying? If Rebecca said that, Isaac will tell her to shut up, because I'm the one that's marrying you. If you want to marry my best man, go! So who are you marrying today, my friend? Are you marrying to Christ or are you marrying to Brother Branham? I want to get this on all once and for all and make this stick in people's head. They lift up the prophet so high. You know, when John the Baptist pointed the disciples to Christ, they follow Christ, right? Did you ever read in the Bible that they say, John the Baptist said this, John the Baptist said that, John the Baptist said this. Do you read that, things like that in the scripture? But today we only have this. Problem said this, problem said that. And that's at the core of all that. Oh, but you do not know. You know what the famous thing that they say? They like to say this. In the light of the message of the hour. You know what it is? I hear it so often. What do you mean by in the light of the message of the hour? In the light of the message of Malachi 4. In the light of the message of Malachi 4. What is the light of the message of Malachi 4? It's the word. Get back to the word. What do we have to quote, Brother Branham? What do we have to do? If you have heard the message, come back to the